Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, before you try to figure out which replay this is, okay? This is not a replay because coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is live Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm sorry I'm not showing up every day. This is never been operated on before in my life, and so I go to the big one. I go straight to the head of line, and it's not that it's daunting. I just don't know what's happening from day to day. I have tried to put some things in play to where hopefully I'll be here tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and then it'll actually be a live daily show like it used to be not too long ago. I don't watch network television. I had to read about this, but I read how at the Grammys they were perpetuating the hands up, don't shoot meme as they were giving out some of the awards. And I found that interesting. Because, one, what about the cops in Durham that are getting shot at? We've had three incidences in Durham, North Carolina, where cops have been shot at, have been hit, have been shot at. We have the two executions in New York City. And right now we have a terror network that has not yet hit here. And I say yet because they're going to. We're going to have a Charlie Hebdo attack. We're going to have a Jewish deli attack. We're going to have a Mumbai. We're going to have a Westgate Mall. And all of these people that are out there wanting to perpetuate this myth about hands up, don't shoot, I can't breathe, help, can't breathe, who are they going to call when that happens? Because the majority of these people that are trying to perpetuate this, they're either in areas like New York City, where you can't have any means to defend yourself, or they are so far above the fray that when it does open up in front of them, they're going to be standing there with their mouth hitting their shins, aghast. Islamic terrorists understand the intimidation that comes along with a terror attack. They understand the value of an attack on a school, of an attack on children. They don't value the lives of children, except when they're using them as a threat for some sort of jihadist theater. What, besides that, would provoke the greatest fear and revulsion? We just had the Super Bowl, which I didn't watch either. And, oh my, what a terrorist soft target that would be. But back to the point. What in 2015 here in America, what do we defend less? And what do we advertise the most as being the gun-free zone than a school? Where else can so few people kill so many so quickly without fear of immediate resistance? We have today, I mean, even Dianne Feinstein has admitted there's sleeper terrorist cells here in the United States today, operating in the United States today. We know that it's not just Mexicans coming across the southern border. And with all of this in mind, and with the way this president and this administration pushes things, you have to take into consideration that now the odds have fallen against you, and we are in a worst-case scenario. That has come to pass. A small group of terrorists will end up attacking an elementary school. And you may know somebody that goes to that elementary school, maybe one of your children. That will happen because your daughter's teachers, your son's teachers, are unarmed. There is no deterrent. There's no chance that the attack will be stopped before lives are going to be lost. And who are they going to call when that starts? When they do make that call, it's going to take a very long time. And every 60 seconds, that's going to cost potentially more and more lives. Who exactly is going to be responding in that situation? In most American cities, you have a local municipal police department, and you secondarily have a sheriff's department. Both agencies are always understaffed, sometimes quite badly, and they're barely able to field enough officers on a very low ratio basis daily. There's a mix of experienced seasoned officers and new learning officers and everything in between. You are going to have some form of the state police, or either the highway patrol or just the state police. They're going to be in there mixed in with that too. Normally, you'll have something up to where a single officer is going to cover up to 200 miles, 200 square miles or more on paper, and he gets 8 hours a day to do it. Despite the fact that we know so much about how SWAT teams proliferate, not every municipality has a SWAT team. Most of those teams, for the most part, exist in bigger municipalities. I don't know where the population part of it cuts off. But here's the thing. SWAT teams, they have to get together. They have to marshal. They have to find out what's going on. They have to get to the place. Then they have to go in. And what's going to happen is it's going to be based upon which officers get there first, because they are not going to have the luxury of waiting to go in. And go in they will. They will go in. And some of them may get mowed down. And in the meantime, we still have this silly hands up, don't shoot meme being perpetuated by a bunch of people who believe that they have, you know, here's the thing about the Grammy Awards and everybody that was associated with Grammy Awards. I've gotten so enamored of music that I have completely changed what I listen to now. I still listen to the old school. Yeah, I'll still listen to the old school for the most part. But I have switched over to classical. I mean, I listen to a lot of scores that go with ballet, you know, Don Quixote, Flames of Paris, or Paris in Flames, or whatever it's called, The Nutcracker. I listen to a lot of that because we don't have any prima donnas standing up there who haven't really been pertinent since the 80s, getting out there and leading everybody in the chorus of Hands Up, Don't Shoot. We don't have that in that genre of music. And if that ever infects that genre of music, then I guess I'll have to go on to something else. Maybe before long I'll be beating on trees with pieces of wood to make my own music. I don't know. But at the end of the day, we'll be calling them, but it would be so much better if on site we had a few armed, fierce teachers in place, a few armed people working behind the counter at any place where you may go buy something or something. Give them the opportunity to defend themselves. Let's make that normal. Could we? Maybe. Perhaps. I don't know. Should we? I think we should. All right. So far, so good. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Got an interesting email yesterday from one of the ninjas, Marty. And let me make sure I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. He's Crudelo, Marty Crudelo. He sent me this article he wants me to rebut. So we haven't got to that point yet, but we're going to talk about things leading up to rebutting this article he sent me. First thing you got to understand is that gun violence, the whole business of gun violence, is in fact a business. Okay? Nowhere else is there a subset of violence. All right? The majority of gun violence that happens in the United States today, well over two-thirds of this, is suicide. Now, I don't know about you. I think suicide is quite sad, but I don't think it's violence. But I think it's sad. It involves guns. Yes, it does. But there's other methods of suicide that are also used on a daily basis, which is, they're equally as sad. Now, the problem with the gun violence meme, okay? think gang violence, all right? Gang violence is more about the disintegration of the family and economic chaos around them, lack of economic opportunity, than it is about guns. It has always been that way. It is always going to be that way. Now, when somebody is driving a tractor on their farm and they're bush hogging it, they don't blame it on the tractor. That's not tractor violence or a tractor or even a tractor accident. It's just a farm-related accident. Put them on hold and I will go to them there, boss. But too often you'll hear some of the powers that be get out there and blame all of this on the gun when they're talking about gang violence, like in Chicago or Baltimore or New York, anywhere, wherever you may be. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm all right.
Hey, just an update on our legislature that we passed here in Pennsylvania on holding cities accountable for their laws that go above our state law. We have Lancaster City and Harrisburg are going to fight it.
Yeah, I read about that. What Craig is referring to is the state of Pennsylvania passed a law that said, we'll be the ones designing gun law, and you can have gun law up to what we've got, but you cannot exceed anti-gun. You can't get anti-gun on us. And normally that's not all that bad, but Pennsylvania also passed a caveat to that law saying, and if you do that, then your citizens can sue you for that. And that's got everybody up in a tizzy in Pennsylvania, all the anti-gun enclaves of Pennsylvania. So I know that there's going to be cities that fight that. I don't think they're going to win it.
Well, over here in Lancaster, they've raised something like $12,000 to help to pay for the court costs.
That $12,000 is valet money on a case like that one. They're going to have to find that law unconstitutional, either federally or Pennsylvania state constitution, to challenge it. And that's just not going to happen because it's just pro Second Amendment straight down the path, pro Tenth Amendment straight down the path.
Yeah, it's going to cost them more than $12,000 just in legal fees to.
Oh yeah, that won't even park their cars. When they go to court, they'll be spending a lot more than that. It's going to take more than $12,000.
And the financial situation that the city's in, I mean, most of their tax money that they've had gotten from was from Armstrong Corporation, which makes a lot of tile and stuff. They've really cut back on their buildings there in the city, so they've lost a lot of their tax base.
Sure, that's I always get tickled when that happens. That always kills me because they never think about that when they're trying to push stuff like this.
What does the Texas Law Shield have to say about that?
I don't know if you know this or not, Craig. I've been sort of out of the loop since.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what they say about it. I have actually lined them on January the 13th. The day after I had the heart attack, they were supposed to be on the show with me. And they have been supposed to be on the show with me since I've been, quote-unquote, back. But I haven't been able to get on the air with them yet. But I do have that lined up as one of the things I want to talk to them about, because I'm sure they've got something to say about that.
Yeah, well, I know what you're going through. Basically, my dad had, like, double or triple bypass surgery before he had a heart attack. So that's something that I have to watch in my family. And I just, you know, wish you the best and hope that you get healed up real quick.
I'm healing up. I'm just not healing up as fast as I thought I would. That's all. And I, you know, there's a lot of people when I think I was live. I tried to go back live the Monday after I got out of the hospital. Which I got out of the hospital on a Wednesday. I took 2 days and I thought I'd be back live on Monday. And everybody from my cardiologist on down, they just rolled their eyes at me. And I hate it when they're right. Just hate it. But that'll be one of the, I've got long copious notes to talk to Texas Law Shield about, because there's been just so many hits and misses more than anything else. Attempted swings and misses. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about, since they're, you know, Pennsylvania. They're in Pennsylvania right now. I'm sure they got a dog in that fight. So.
Hey, well, I'll let you go.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the wishes.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Yeah, certain states just can't keep from, certain municipalities, they just can't keep from. Then they claim, you know, they all want to cry, home rule. Home rule, you all. Anyway, gun violence, whenever you hear somebody talking about gun violence, this is, first thing to understand is that this is all bent, it's anti-gun. Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this when they are concerned with gun violence. I'm not concerned with gun violence. I'm concerned with all violence. All violence hurts. All violence hurts. And that's something to consider. When we get back, now we're going to lead into this thing that Marty wanted rebutted. Because this is a gun violence little missive coming from Slate. And we'll be talking about that when we get back. And I actually appreciate this being thrown at me, because this is one of these things that they, this is how they ignore certain things and conflate data. This is a great example of that. But we'll be talking about it when we get back. They call it the good guy with a gun is a myth. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This little ditty we're going to talk about next. This is actually by request. This is somebody that sent Marty sent this to me. Ninja Marty sent this to me, asking me to rebut this. Okay, this is coming from Evan DeFilippis and Devin Hughes of Slate.com, which should tell you something right there. They describe, first of all, they're resurrecting Sandy Hook, which is that seems to be the go-to thing. Let's resurrect Sandy Hook and keep waving that bloody shirt, as they say. And they point out that when that happened, after a very long lapse in time, Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association finally got out and put out this call to arms, painting a bleak picture of dystopian America, as they write. They're painting, their words, painting a bleak picture of a dystopian America on the brink of collapse. Because we're surrounded, you see, we're surrounded. And all of this is true. All of this is true, okay? We're surrounded by terrorists, and we have home invaders and drug cartels and carjackers and knockout gamers and rapers and haters and campus killers and airport killers and shopping mall killers and road rage killers and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse society that sustains us all. They were saying all of that to be sarcastic. That's actually quite true, though, however. That's actually quite true. Now, unfortunately for the gun grabbers, and as they characterize it, tragically, there have been polls printed and taken here recently which show well over 60% of America liking the fact of having a gun in the home to defend themselves. But this is bad, you see. This is bad. Because here we go. You see, all of this stuff is woefully misguided, they say. The evidence overwhelmingly shows that guns leave everybody less safe, including their owners. Now, before we go off onto the yellow brick road, I'm going to point something out to you. Crime is going down. Accidents with guns are going down. Accidents involving children with guns is going down. Everything is going down. And there's according to Gallup, there's 134 million gun owners here in the United States. If it were the guns, okay, if it were the guns that was the issue, see, all you got to do is think of it this way. Most gun owners that I know have a minimum of three. There are some out there that just have one that is currently sitting in a spare stock in the sock drawer. Never sees the light of day. They just have it just in case. They don't understand that just in case is not going to give them the time to go get in their sock drawer and find that one sock that has the gun in it. But there is a percentage of people like that. There's also big percentages of people that own more than one. So if you want to do a little math, just think of 134 million gun owners, each owning three guns each. Just three. That's an arbitrary number, pulling it out of the air, have no evidence to support that. Just do the math. Do the math. You're probably coming up with what is actually the number of guns in the United States today. Just do the math. So they state the evidence overwhelmingly shows that guns leave everybody less safe. If that was the case, there would be no people in the United States today because there's more guns in the United States than there are people. Sorry to say. And the demographically, more than half of American adults own a gun. Demographically. Not half of all America owns guns because there's a big portion of people in the United States that are minor children, 18 years and younger. So they don't count. So let's give them, we'll give them what, 70, somebody, I think somebody looked this up for me one time. There's like 75, 80 million children in the United States. So that takes us to 214 million right there. And at 320 million, which is, I think, loosely what the census is, that leaves 106 million non-gun owning adults. So we are the majority of the voters. We are the majority of the adults in the United States, the gun owning populace. If the fact that guns exist made it overwhelmingly more dangerous, there would be no gun owners. This is... But this is not how they go about proving this, okay? They call upon this thing. They call it a study. When you click on that... let's see. When you click on their study link, okay, this is put out by a medical website called PubMed.gov from the U.S. National Library of Medicine. What they did was they went out and they did a survey from 27 developed nations to examine the impact of firearm prevalence and the mortality rate. What they found is not that overwhelmingly, even in Britain where they do have no guns and they do have gun deaths, the gun death numbers are low. But once again, because they're selling gun violence, they fail to point out a bunch of things. First of all, they fail to point out overall violence. They fail to point out overall violence, which overall violence is bad. We have yet to have a Mumbai attack here in the United States. We have yet to have a Westgate Mall type attack here in the United States. And there's a lot of people out there that would give the credit to that, to the armed citizen just walking about carrying a gun, because they'd actually be able to stop something or intercede in something or call attention to something. They may fail doing it. They may die doing it. But it's not going to go as planned like it is when you're shooting fish in a barrel. Okay? The paper that they're referencing concludes that the current study debunks the widely quoted hypothesis that guns make a nation safer. Well, I beg to differ. I mean, the CDC in 2013, as part of what Obama asked for with his executive actions, said that up to 3 million defensive gun uses a year happen because people have guns. So let's take that. They give a low figure, 500,000, okay? We know that there's roughly around 30,000 with gun homicide going down, not as large as it should, but still going down. Somewhere around 30,000 people die from guns every day. 500,000 defensive gun uses. Let's use the low figure. 500,000 defensive gun uses. So, what is that? More than 15 times as many times, more than 15 times more often, people are using guns to defend themselves and saving their lives than they are ending their own lives or using them to commit a crime. That's not mentioned in this study. And then they go out and they find, and you know what, there are plenty of tragedies out there. They mention Zena Daniel, a woman from Illinois who was killed by her abusive ex-husband. I guess he must have used a gun to do it. I guess it would have been better if Zena Daniel's husband had used a sash from, the blinds and strangled her with it. That would be so much, that would really put it on the moral high ground, wouldn't it? Because it wasn't used with a gun. Or Caroline Sparks, who was only 2 when her 5-year-old brother accidentally killed her with his cricket rifle. Now, here's one thing they don't examine. And I don't have time to go. We're going to deconstruct this as far as we can take it. Because if somebody asks me to rebut something, I'm going to rebut it with 5 T's on the end of it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com. Or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking about this little conflation nation that arises out of Slate.com. Talking about how gun ownership leads to death. And I was asked to rebut this, and now we're going into the area where we're really going to be rebutting with capital letters. They reference this thing, another study. And if you click on that, this is going to take you to injuryprevention.bmj.com. Another website that obviously has a little bit of a little bit of a dog in the fight. See, the problem with these studies for me, I go by one set of data. I go by the FBI uniform crime data that they publish every year. The FBI uniform crime data makes no references whatsoever to the things that they're about to reference. None. So let's talk about what they are referencing. They say this most recent study from the slanted agenda-driven organization I just told you about examines the relationship between firearms and homicides on a state level. And it was published last April, found a significant positive relationship between gun ownership and overall homicide levels. Using data from 1981 to 2010 and the best firearm ownership proxy to date, the study found that for every 1% increase in gun ownership, there was a 1.1% increase in the firearm homicide rate and a 0.7% increase in the total homicide rate. That is an out-and-out lie. That is an out-and-out lie. Both the Department of Justice and the Pew Research Center in 2013 pointed out that overall, 49% of this stuff has gone down. In 2014, homicide went down by, I think it was by 400. Not a big number, but still, it went down. It's about, what, it's about 8,100 actual gun homicides. How they come up with this, I don't know. Now, I know that in a lot of cases, some of these people will count criminals who get dealt with by the cops or by civilian defenders. They will count them as crime, gun violence victims. But, you know, they point out that this was after controlling for factors such as poverty, unemployment, income inequality, alcohol consumption, and non-homicide violent crime. Further, the firearm ownership rate had no statistically significant impact on non-firearm homicides, meaning there was no detectable substitution effect. That is, in the absence of guns, would-be criminals are not switching to knives or some other weapons to carry out homicide. That's because they don't have to. That's because they don't have to. All of these little gun-free zones, like the entire state of New Jersey and New York City and all these other places, are surrounded by guns. They don't have to substitute anything. They just have to go somewhere to get it. And then when they show up back on, home turf, well, their victims don't have any because they're law-abiding. Morons. And they keep mentioning all of these studies. Let's see what other studies. I like clicking on these links where they say studies. That's another one of those PubMeds, so we're not even going to go there. They point out that the evidence against firearm ownership becomes even stronger when suicides and accidents are included in the analysis, guns making both much more likely and more fatal. It does not make them more likely. In Japan, they have a higher suicide rate than we do. They have a different sort of culture also. But in Japan, I mean, they've got whole areas that are suicide areas. They've got one forest in Japan they call the suicide forest. People go into the forest. If you drive up to the parking lot in the forest, you'll find all these abandoned cars that look like they've been needing a car wash for quite some time. And if you go out there and look in the forest, you'll find some of these people hanging from a tree because they go there for that reason. They go to the trendy place to kill themselves. So does using a gun make it easier to kill you? Yes, it does. Does it mean that you can't kill yourself if there are no guns? No, it does not. It does not. Suicide is sad. And if you know somebody that has committed suicide, it's so abrupt, and most of us don't ever see it coming. Some of us do, but it's very, very abrupt. But they make this other statement, which I find so, it's almost egregious. It's so interestingly deliberate. Indeed, every single case control study ever conducted in the United States has found that gun ownership is a strong risk factor for suicide, even after adjusting for aggregate level measures for suicidality, such as mental illness, alcoholism, poverty, and so on. 134 million gun owners. Okay? 134 million gun owners. 23,000 suicides per year. And of the suicide, you know, I never sit around, and I've been a gun person since 19 years old. I never sit around, like when after I had the heart attack, I wasn't sitting around going, man, I'm sitting here in this room, you know, I'm sitting here in the house, and I can't talk long enough to do a two-hour show. This is bad. I'm going to take one of my guns, which I have used as a tool for so long, and I'm going to commit suicide. That never enters my mindset. That never, you know, just because I have a gun, and I got one sitting here right beside me, it's not whispering, kill yourself. It's not doing that to me. Neither are my glasses. And they have the same degree of intelligence on board. So, once again, you know, we're relying on studies done by non-government organizations, okay, which you don't have to be a government organization to do a study that is not biased. But anybody that is in the medical profession that ever does studies, they always come up with this for some reason. I know lots of doctors that carry guns. I know lots of doctors that carry guns. But as an organization or as a group as a whole, they are always out to get them. Criminals, you know, they point out that criminals are not going to follow gun law, which is the only thing they ever get right. But And they point out this, okay? They point some of these things out, and this is where I have a problem with this. They point out that the per capita risk of death during a home invasion is 0.00002%, which for all intents and purposes is zero. What they don't point out is that in 60% of the home invasions, when a woman is at home, she is sexually assaulted. I mean, just because you don't might not die, and I don't necessarily agree with that figure. I'd really love to know where they got that figure from. We know that there is a, you know, there's a home invasion every 12 seconds. Don't know exactly what they're trying to say here, but as far as a rebut, all I can tell you is 134 million gun owners. And anytime, when you hear me talk about a study, I'm going to name the study. You know, if it's coming from Lott, it's going to come from Lott. If it's coming from Gaius, from Gaius. If it's coming from Fox, from Kleck, from the CDC, from the Department of Justice, from Police One, I'm going to be naming the study. Getting out there and saying studies have been conducted and they have found unequivocally that this is the case, that doesn't cut it for me. I've never heard of any of these people that did these studies. They're very small, obscure websites. I'm sure you could go out there and do a, you know, find out how often they get hits, and they don't get many hits. Don't let yourself get out and fall victim to something stupid just because a bunch of guys get out there and start citing studies. How they do the study is equally as important as the fact as how the study is done. And if they're not taking into account defensive use of guns and the FBI crime stats, their study is invalid, period. And there's the rebuttal. They didn't take that into effect. Invalid. Let us flip into hour number two, shall we? We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.